the precious, precious Nokwazi Mlambo in the building, about to lock some exciting things in the entrepreneur world. She's not alone today. Yes. She's with her guest, but I'm going to give over to her. She can introduce her guest and Yay. You may take it away.
Hello, Susanello. Hello, viewers. Hello, listeners. Welcome to Unlocked with Nokwazi. It is Women's Month. Yay! It is Women's Day. We're celebrating the amazing, extraordinary, wonderful women. And I know you guys are like very comfy today. The weather is a little bit funny in Cape Town. Mm. And I know you guys have got your gowns and your coffees and you're cuddled up. And I heard some people had some breakfast in bed. The women got spoiled. They better be bringing the lunch in bed too. Okay, women, we're taking over today.
Three-course meal.
You know what I mean? And I know, I'm so sad, Susanella. You were talking about some of the conferences that had to be cancelled, right?
Absolutely.
You know, big ups to New Birth Winners Church. We're still going ahead with our conference. Wow. We're at Pandan's Bowling Club and we're worshipping this morning, you know, in Koinonia with the Holy Spirit. And so many women have just showed up because we know we're saying we're cancelling the strike in the name of Jesus.
Amen to that.
This is not our portion.
Amen.
It's our
that.
Time as Cape Town to rise up.
Jesus.
Okay, business owners and entrepreneurs, are you ready for us to take over the world one SMME at a time? We are celebrating young women that are dominating the retail space. Her name is the beautiful, absolutely talented, extraordinary Miss Lizzo. And her company is called Curl Chemistry. Yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself. Introduce yourself to the guests.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for having me. I am ecstatic to be here. It's my first time being on CCFM, so thank you so much, Nokwazi, for inviting me. I'm Lizzo Smurden. I started my business called Curl Chemistry. It's a hair care brand for natural, ethnic, curly hair. We started from the bottom and now we are.
And you are here, and we're here, and we're here.
Celebrating women, celebrating business. And that is what we do.
Lizzo, your story for me is amazing. Born and bred in Cape Town. Mm-hmm. At what point do you decide you're going to take the leap of faith? Because this is a faith journey. Business is a faith journey. Indeed. To just pursue this hair product range. And I mean, I've seen some of your products. I've seen some of your videos. And I think you're absolutely doing something that is just so thought-provoking.
Yes.
Why did you decide this is a solution you wanted to solve in the marketplace? Mm-hmm. What brought about this desire?
Truly just something that I wanted to start. It was never supposed to be a full-on business. It was always just going to be me trying. I first started out making my own soaps. So it was really more of an experiment to me. And later on, I found out that, you know, these retail stores don't have South African hair care brands. And so it became more of a desire to, you know, I need to build something for our South African ladies, something that is local, something that is nice. Gave me that desire to. So we started off with one product, and then people were like, you can't just go to store with one product. You need a shampoo, a conditioner, a curl activating cream, you need sprays, you need oils. So that's where the desire came to just build onto my range. So we started off with one. We've got almost 15, 20 products at the moment. So it was from people, word of mouth, that my business basically blew up, because in that first 2 years, never did I imagine that Curl Chemistry would be going to Germany, going to Korea,
Whoa.
Going to East London, Joburg, Durban. The products just really, people were so proud of just having a South African business to say, that's from my country, you know. I'm not going to buy from your country. I'm buying South African made products. And I think that was such a great blessing. Just people being proud of Curl Chemistry, you know?
Yeah. You know, Lizzo, let's talk about this, right? You've been at one of my business and entrepreneurship conferences with the Absa Bank last year, and we're talking about market penetration, right? So entrepreneurs and believers, right? Market penetration is the ability to access the markets that you are targeting to sell your product and services. For example, she has found a way to penetrate the retail space. This is where she plays, right? Yeah. So in the retail space, she's been able to put together this amazing solution of a hair product range. Mm. And what we talked about is the value proposition. Mm. When I was like in that conference and I was talking to you guys about the importance of research. Mm. Research your clients. Yes. Know your customer environment. Know the client that you want to sell to. Know the markets that you want to sell to. Yes. Understand the challenges. Understand who it is, this target market. Mm-hmm. What makes them move? What makes them buy? Yes. What are they looking for? Yes. And so I want you to talk about the market penetration in the retail space, mm-hmm. but in relation to how is it that Curl Chemistry mm-hmm. was able to get themselves on to Take A Lot?
Yes.
That's phenomenal. Wow. That's amazing.
That was a challenge in the beginning. It was a lot of paperwork, and as a small business, you don't know what all the paperwork means. But somebody, one of the buyers actually called me and she said, Liesl, it's easy. Let's work through it. She took my hand and she literally walked me through it. And it was actually such a walk in the park when she did. And wow. So that actually took a year for me to actually start selling. I had an account on Take A Lot. I was just overwhelmed with all the paperwork, and afterwards she helped me, and immediately that week I went live on Take A Lot, which was a great blessing. And since then we've seen amazing growth. We've seen sales that have been better than ever, so that has been such a great blessing. But obviously these small businesses don't know how to get to those retail companies, so we definitely need to show them, educate them on how to get to these platforms, because these platforms give you access to markets like never before. I mean, Take A Lot has about 2 million visitors. I'm not sure if it's per day or per month.
Yeah.
So your products are being seen by so many people. And also the competition is tough. With Take A Lot, you need to do sponsored ads, and so you need ad budget and all of that. But somebody to explain that is so vital. So I'll definitely think of something where I can have a little
session,
workshop on how to, you know, access the Take A Lot space.
We'll get you onto one of my spaces and you'll talk to these amazing entrepreneurs how to get your sales, get your product, stop talking about ideas, put something together, have a concept, have a proof of concept, take it out to market and say, hey, potential client, I've got something. Can you work with it? Yes. They'll give you feedback. They'll give you things to improve. You finally get your product on the shelf. We want the product on the shelf.
Yes.
And you and I are going to be talking about some potential retail clients that you're targeting and exploring in terms of much more deeper market penetration so that you can really put your stamp on this marketplace. Okay. It's Women's Month, right? We're talking business. We're talking entrepreneurship. What does it mean to Liesl being a woman in business? I mean, you're a mother, you're a sister, you are a wife. What does it mean to be a woman in business as a young entrepreneur?
I think for me, adapting to change and, you know, going through everything as a woman, it gets overwhelming. But for me, it's all about adapting to the change, appreciating what's happening in your life. And the road is never crystal clear. There's going to be potholes and everything, so just embracing that, you know, taking business challenges, taking your marriage challenges, your kids, whatever you may be going through, and helping that to build up. Because I can truly say the person that I was when I started this business, I had to grow a lot of confidence. I had to speak in front of lots of buyers. I had to present myself. I'm not the same person, the shy person that I used to be. So I've learned so much. I've learned to become so much tougher. In the beginning, when I started my business, people would give me bad feedback and it would really hurt me. I would go home and cry. And my husband was like, use this and better your business, better your products. Don't use it as a setback. Use it to empower yourself. So for me, it's all about that change, all about that transformation. You know, the lady that I was 5-6 years ago, the lady in university, is definitely not the person that I am now. I'm so more resilient, so much more confident, so much more everything. I mean, we can look back at our journey of life and just say, look how far we've come and look how what God has, you know, brought us through. Even though we've had challenges, even though things might look a bit tough now, even in business, we get so many times where they we're working towards something and we're just not seeing the fruits, you know?
Yeah.
It's
happened
to me so much. And there's been times where I tell my husband, do you think I should still continue with this business?
Yeah, yeah,
do you think it's worth it? Like, I'm not seeing any growth. I'm not like, please, ladies, please, gentlemen, please keep to it. It's something will come of it. God's going to see your heart. God's going to see your efforts and something will come. Because with me, I've had funding that I've never even asked for. Workshops that you've invited me to. I've never applied for these things, but my business is so blessed. We've got funding for machinery in our workshop. Amazing things that I've never applied for. God was just like, yeah, my child, I love you. And this is how I'm showing you that this is what you need to do. So that was my confirmation to say, God still wants me to do this, so don't give up. And so many people, I've got a mentor also, he just had simple words for me. He was just like, Liesl, don't give up. And I'm like, why is it so simple yet it's so such good advice? Like, oftentimes you want to give up and it's like, don't give up, something's coming, just don't give up. When you feel like, there's so many times when I thought I'm not gonna make it financially, my business was struggling and I was like, I don't think I'm gonna make it. And then something good comes and then I'm like, oh God, you are just amazing. Just another opportunity for me to showcase my business. So it's been so blessed.
You talk about faith and I talk about business as a faith journey, right? How important has been faith in being able to pursue and being able, right, to be steadfast against all odds as a woman in business? How has faith been this important pillar and a foundation for you and your business journey?
It's hard. It's like in your mind, you need that presence of God just encouraging you, because nobody else is going to do it for you. You need that presence. You need that time with God just to tell him, Lord, I'm feeling down today, you know. I need your encouragement. I need your strength. I need comfort today, you know. So for me, when I started the journey, I wasn't as strong in my faith as I am now. My mom helped me so much with that. She's such a God-fearing woman, and she taught me that you lay everything before the Lord and you tell him your plans. And even my mom-in-law is a very good Christian woman, and she's encouraged me, and we have so much to exchange in our experiences. And she said, Liesl, I went through a lot in my life, but God is even better. So doesn't matter what you're going through, this is just your story that you can tell people, and people are going to be inspired by your story. So I just stand on that God has a plan for me. God has a way of coming up for me, and he's going to give me that strength. He's going to give me the encouragement. He's always there for me. Even in the days that he doesn't feel there, he definitely is there. So faith is super important. I don't know. I tell God, like, I don't know what I would do without you, Lord. If I can't imagine the life that I had before without you, because I mean, you are here to listen to my stories. You are here to listen when I'm down. Like, you are always there. I can just start talking to you. It's not like I need to call you or anything. You are right here listening to me. So it's been so encouraging just to know that God is here. He's in the wherever I am. So.
Yeah.
A best friend, basically, everywhere.
A best friend, you know. Tell me about your vision, right, for Curl Chemistry. Tell us about where do you see yourselves going. And can you also give us the breakdown of products, the hair product range that you guys have, from the shampoo? Just give us the whole wide range of products.
Okay. So we've got shampoos that are sulfate-free, paraben-free, you know, with curly hair. We don't want to take too much oils out of the hair. So we've got sulfate-free products. It cleanses the scalp, but it doesn't remove all the oils. We've got conditioners, deep conditioners, treatments, masks, you name it. We've got styling products, creams, butters, oils, gels, just to help maintain your naturally curly hair and just to give it the luscious look that it needs, you know. I've struggled with my curly hair, and being in my younger days, I never had the opportunity to actually embrace it. And once I saw my hair curl, I was like, wow, girl, I need to embrace this curl. So now just learning how to make products to help make your hair look beautiful is what we do.
Okay.
So we've got three ranges. We've got a pomegranate range, a cocoa mint range. The
yes.
cocoa mint is very scalp care orientated. It's made with peppermint oil, so it gives you a nice tingle to the scalp. If you're suffering with itchy scalp, dandruff, and so forth, you can use our cocoa mint range. And then we've got a papaya range for our Afro ladies, you know.
Yeah.
So we wanted to include everybody in our marketing and in our business, and yeah, that is what we do.
Okay, guys, let's talk about this. This is a young South African, born and bred in Cape Town, entrepreneur, woman, go-getter, absolutely phenomenal. I mean, I don't even have words to explain what you've done. It's so amazing because you didn't just sit. I talk about faith and faith being obedience.
Yes.
The corresponding action that you do based on your faith, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where you just step out and say, I'm going to do this, right?
Yes.
In terms of the next journey for yourselves,
mm-hmm.
where is Curl Chemistry going to next? What are the markets that you haven't penetrated that you're looking at getting yourselves into in terms of retail spaces?
Yeah, so I would love any retail distribution. That is where our clients are. That is where people see us. That's where people are most of the time. So whether it be Clicks, whether it be Pick and Pay, whether it be ShopRite, anywhere that is a family place, because our products are for the whole family. So kids can use it, moms can use it, dads can use it. We sell 1 liter products, so you can put it in the shower and everybody can dig in. So anywhere that people can see us, anywhere that people love buying local. And I would love to go to my hometown, Namibia, and sell in Namibia and even internationally. I would love to go international because there's been so many people actually asking me who have moved overseas and
yes.
they want that piece of South Africa. They're like, when are you coming to when are you coming to Germany, or when
yes.
are you coming to Switzerland? So I would love to have a little footprint in the international realm as well. So we are working towards that. There are lots of people that I am connecting with, and I know that it's going to happen.
Okay. We're going global.
We're going global.
Oh, woman, you are extraordinary. You're amazing. And I'm talking to you, woman at home, you woman that is running that business, the one that has put together that amazing nursery for your children,
yes.
the one that cooks the meals, the one that cleans the house, the one that remembers to put everyone's lunch tin and go and buy the last minute grocery shopping at all these Pick and Pay outlets and at Woolies, and you pack that lunch tin. You extraordinary woman who
wow.
is out there trying to make a difference. I just want to tell you how phenomenal you are. We celebrate you, we love you, we honor you, and to God be the glory for you, Liesl. Tell
you so
the listeners, how do they get in touch with you? Where do they find the products? Can you speak specifically on the platforms where they
yes.
find it on Take a Lot? Where do they find it on
yes.
their website? Where can they place their orders?
That's fine. So we've got our own website. It's curlchemistry.co.za. We've got an online store there. We do delivery nationally. We'll even do delivery internationally for you if you do need. You can find our products on Take a Lot. Go to the search bar and type in Curl Chemistry. All our products are there. We've got some combos, we've got single products, so if you only want certain products, you can go there. We've got nice combos for you as well. You can also purchase our products on Macro Online, so it's only on the online store. You can also do your online shopping in the search bar, find Macro Curl Chemistry on Macro Online. We've got Marley Gray, it's also our online hair business. You can purchase our products over there. Love Africa. There's quite a few, and I'm scared that I forget any. But definitely find us on Facebook, find us on Instagram, find us on our website. So all our distributors are on our website either way. So visit our website and all the information will be there. All our products will be there. Small sizes, big sizes, 1 liter. So you'll have a big variety on our website. And then if you feel Take a Lot is better for you, if you feel Macro is better for you, then you can just go and find the products there.
Okay, and that's Liesl. She is woman, and she is the founder of Curl Chemistry. Get us here next week with Unlocked with Nogwazi as we unravel the whole business and entrepreneurship
show. Thank you so much, Nokwazi. And thank you so much, Liz. Liz, I have one question before I let you go home. Can my hair curl? Can I get curl chemistry? Will it curl my hair?
I'm going to bring you some samples and then we'll see, okay?
Thank you so much. You are a lifesaver. I want that curl. But thank you so much, ladies. What an amazing time.